Convincing Americans to use less energy has always been a bit of a slog. But two pilot programs in New Hampshire hope to change that. One uses the brunt force of economics, and the other uses the subtle science of psychology.
This is telling me that I'm not quite as good as my most efficient neighbors. I use 11% more than my most efficient neighbors, but quite a bit less than all of my neighbors collectively.
Becky Oler is taking part in Public Service of New Hampshire's pilot, which sends about 25,000 randomly selected customers a monthly report. It compares your electricity use to that of a similar house, hoping to nudge you into using less. And that nudge worked for Oler.
I actually was horrified to see this when I first got it and immediately went home and pulled out my refrigerator and vacuumed the coils. So.
The nudge doesn't work on everybody. A study done in California even found that some political conservatives who get the reports actually used more energy. But on average, these reports lead to a 2% reduction in energy use. Ahmed Farouki studies innovative billing schemes with the economic consulting firm The Brattle Group.
It's a humongous number. If you imagine collectively what all of the energy efficiency programs cost in the U.S., it's somewhere upwards of $6 billion. Well, those programs collectively produce a drop of 1%.
If rolled out nationwide, these reports could save consumers hundreds of billions of dollars in total. Nudging is a very cheap way to encourage people to do something that environmentalists have been begging for decades, save energy. But it doesn't directly address another factor of our electric use, the fact that the entire electric grid has been built up to meet peak demand on the hottest and coldest days of the year. The higher the peaks, the more power plants and power lines we need. So the New Hampshire Electric Cooperative's pilot program is aimed at reducing those peaks.
Yeah, it's currently reading 7.30, 7.37, 7.26 cents per hour. So sometimes it will fluctuate that quickly.
Grace Burson is a pastor who lives in Plymouth. She's one of up to 2,000 volunteers for the New Hampshire Electric Cooperative's time-based pricing pilot. Under this program, customers are charged nearly 3.5 times more for electricity during the afternoon to early evening, when electricity use is at its peak.
You know, if I need to plug in my phone, I plug in my phone. If I need to heat a cup of water for tea in the microwave, I do it. But I have changed two big energy hogs. I used to, you know, run the dishwasher right after dinner, start a load of laundry as soon as I got home. Now I wait until after the rates go down at 8 o'clock.
These types of programs can chop down peak demand by as much as 4%, according to Farouki, and careful customers can also save money.
And what you typically find is that your bill is going to go down as a consumer somewhere between 5 to 10%.
But they're also tougher to put in place because you need to install so-called smart meters so that you can automatically adjust the rate depending on the time of day. The electric co-op finished putting those in their service territory last year with the help of a $15.8 million federal grant. The question is, will American customers accept these rates since they're not used to thinking about what time it is before tossing their clothes in the dryer? Time-based prices are already optional in many states around the country, including Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maine. But in most places, very few customers opt in. In Ontario and Italy, this type of billing is already mandatory, and there haven't been any riots. But Farouki thinks the easy way to diffuse any possible anger is to make these programs the default, but to let customers opt out.
In order to have maximum benefits, you need to involve as many customers in the programs as possible. But if some don't want to, then they can always opt out. And that's true with home energy reports. It is equally true with time-based pricing.
The electric co-op's pilot ends in November, and PSNH will send out its home energy reports until at least next year. If these programs work according to plan, they can save the utilities money, too. By reducing their peak demand, they can reduce the amount they pay in fees to the regional grid for maintaining power lines. After these pilots are done, these utilities will have to decide whether it's worth it to them to roll out to the rest of the Granite State. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.